In his second letter to Timothy, the Apostle Paul writes these words, "I charge you in the presence of God and of Christ Jesus, who is to judge the living and the dead, and by his appearing and by his kingdom, preach the word. Be urgent, in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, and exhort. Be unfailing in patience and in teaching." This is In Season and Out of Season, a Bible teaching ministry with Father Tom DiLorenzo.
Good day, it's Father Tom, and I'm glad to be with you today. I'm using the word dispensation. There are two dispensations, the Old Testament, dispensation under the law, and the New Testament, the dispensation under grace. Grace is far greater than the law. Grace is what Jesus gives us. Grace and truth come from Jesus Christ. The dispensation of the law tells us that we're sinners, but it does not tell us how to remedy sin. The dispensation of grace tells us, as we confess our sins, the Lord is just to forgive our sins. Grace, grace, grace. My friend, we can never preach on grace enough. And I'm reading from the 8th chapter of Romans. The 8th chapter. Listen to it very carefully. There is therefore now, now, at this moment, now, no condemnation for those which are in Christ Jesus, who walk not after the flesh, but after the Spirit. There is now no condemnation. I want to tell you that if you are being condemned after you've confessed your sins, you are listening to the wrong voice. You are listening to Satan himself. He comes to steal, he comes to kill, and he comes to rob. That's what the devil does. If you are in Christ Jesus, there is now no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. You might have had 3 abortions. If you've confessed your sins and you've turned away from them and you've given your life to Jesus, I want to tell you, God doesn't bring it up. This is the devil who brings it up. There is now no condemnation for those who are in Christ Jesus. I'll never forget. I was going through a period of my life that I was felt very condemned. Tormented is the word, more than condemned, to be tormented, and that's a terrible place to be at, being tormented. Here I am preaching the gospel, and I'm tormented. I had just finished a priest retreat in Philadelphia, and I had to come home to celebrate the last Mass, which I did. But before I celebrated the last Mass, I went to bed so that I could sleep maybe an hour and a half. And I did that. And I remember turning around in the bed, and the Lord spoke to me. And he says, "I never torment you." That's what he said. "I never torment you. Never." So if you are being tormented today, it's not Jesus. Drop it. It's the devil. If you are being tormented today, it has nothing to do with God, because there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Let's look at the Apostle Paul. The Apostle Paul killed Christians. The Apostle Paul put them in jail. The Apostle Paul was really an evil working man. He met Jesus on the road to Damascus. I don't know if he had a horse. It doesn't tell us, but it does tell us that a light surrounded him, the Shekinah glory. And not only did the light surround him, but he fell to the ground and he heard the voice, "Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me?" "Who are you, sir?" "I am Jesus, whom you persecute." Because he was persecuting the church, he was persecuting the people of God. He was persecuting Jesus. Now, there is no sinner like Paul. Killed Christians. Thought he was doing right. He even helped kill Stephen. Yeah, the deacon. The first martyr. Now, I want you to hear what Paul says in the letter to, I believe it's the Philippians. One thing I do, I forget what lies behind me, and I press on to what lies ahead of me, life in Christ Jesus. Because if Paul looked back, he would see the people he put in jail. He would see the people that he wanted to kill. He would see the people that he did kill. One thing I do, I forget what lies behind me, and I press on to what lies ahead of me. And you know, he had to live that way. And I'm sure the devil, in his own way, started to torment Paul. And Paul came to the conclusion, God doesn't torment. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And when it says now, it means now. Those who walk not after the flesh, but who walk after the Spirit. For what the law could not do, what could the law not do? It couldn't forgive us. The law condemned us. The law told us that we were short and we couldn't reach God. That's what the law did. Now the law is good, but the law is not God. What the law could not do, in that it was weak through the flesh, God sent his own Son in the likeness of sinful flesh and for sin and condemned sin in the flesh on the cross. What the law could not do, and that was to forgive us. What the law could not do, that was to wash us clean in the blood of Jesus. What the law could not do, that means that God would forgive us and throw our sins into the deepest ocean. And he writes at that ocean, no fishing. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Please, if you are being condemned today, it is not God. If you are being tormented today, it is not God. St. Paul would tell you, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. That's Romans 8, the first verse. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. As a matter of fact, Augustine had to come to that himself, because Augustine did not live a good life until Jesus changed him. Jesus changed him. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And I know that the Christian community walks under a lot of guilt, torment, and all that stuff that the devil throws at you. Can I say this to you? Jesus said, my sheep hear my voice, and they follow me. The voice of the shepherd is never a voice of condemnation. The voice of the shepherd is never a voice of torment. The voice of the shepherd is, come and follow me. That is the voice of the shepherd. The voice of the shepherd is always a voice that calls us out of sin and calls us to grace. That is the voice of the shepherd. The voice of the thief comes to kill, steal, and destroy. And if he can steal your peace from you today, he's going to have a good day. Don't let him do it. Do not listen to the voice of the thief. Do not listen to the voice of the murderer. Do not listen to the voice of the one that would not serve God. Do not listen to Satan. Get your voices right. Jesus says, my sheep hear my voice and they follow me. Now, who are you following today? Who are you following today? You say, but I'm not worthy. Well, get over it. Nobody's worthy. Only the Lamb that was slain, and he makes us worthy. He makes us worthy by his shed blood. He makes us worthy. Get off the pity pot that you're not worthy. Nobody's worthy. I'm not worthy either. But you want to know what? He sees me as worthy. He shed his blood for me. He loves me. He loves you. He is worthy. And all those that are in him are worthy, not of themselves, but because of the cross, because of what Jesus did. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old has passed away. Behold, the new has come. I'll read it again. Anyone in Christ Jesus is a new creation. The old law of sin and death has passed away. Behold, the new has come. Listen, it's time to stand up straight and to look in the mirror and say, oh, because of Jesus, I'm worthy. Because of the blood, I'm worthy. Because of Jesus, there's now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. There is now, N-O-W, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Let me tell you. Condemnation will just cause you to sin more. Condemnation will cause you to get discouraged more. Listen to what St. Paul says. It's very interesting. I find then a law that when I would do good, I do evil, and evil is present within me. For I delight in the law of God in the inward man. But I see another law in my members. It wars against the law of my mind. It brings me into captivity to the law of sin. Oh, wretched man that I am, who will deliver me from this body of death? I thank God through Christ Jesus our Lord. So then, with the mind, I myself serve the law of God, but with the flesh, the law of sin. Now, therefore, there is no condemnation in Christ Jesus, who walk after the Spirit and not after the flesh. In Romans 7, Paul talks about the fight that goes on in us. The good we want to do, we don't do it. So there is a war. The war is in your mind, let me tell you. The war is in your head. The war is in your body, warring against really grace and truth. But Jesus is much more powerful than that war. Jesus is much more powerful than the law of sin and death. The law of sin and death has been conquered. The law of sin and death has been conquered. It has been conquered when Jesus died on the cross. Conquered. That's why we need to go to confession. That's why we need to expose the darkness. When we expose the darkness has no power over it. When we expose that which we keep secret, the darkness has no power over us. You know, I can just honestly say I'm just a sinner saved by grace, just like everybody else. And God does not want me to live in torment. God does not want me to live in condemnation. God does not want you to live in torment. God does not want you to live in condemnation. I told you this story before, but I'm going to say it again. It's a lovely story. I love to hear it. If you don't like to hear it, that's too bad. I really like it. This woman was from an African country. She aborted her baby. From that day on, she never slept on a bed. She slept on the ground. She said, I killed my baby and I deserve nothing. Well, one night she has a dream, and the dream is that she has all these dirty clothes. Dirty, filthy, rotten clothes. And she says, what do I do with these dirty clothes? And she saw Jesus up above her. And she gave all the dirty, rotten clothes to Jesus so that he would wash them. That was her dream. So she came to a friend of mine and said, what could those dirty, rotten clothes mean? My friend knew exactly what it was. What do you mean? What is that dirty, rotten clothes? What? That's your abortion. That's your abortion that you sleep on the floor. That's your abortion that Jesus wants those dirty, rotten clothes so he can forgive you. And so you don't have to sleep on the floor anymore. Your baby is waiting for you in heaven. What you did was wrong, but you know what? There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. You don't have to sleep on the floor anymore unless you want to. Not to punish yourself because Jesus took on the punishment. You are free. You've gone to confession. You are free. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Give those dirty clothes to Jesus. Give him the abortion. Tell him you've done wrong, but do it the last time. Don't do it anymore because he has already forgiven you when you confess your sins. Listen to me. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. I tell you, you know, we're sinners. And some of the things that we do surprise us, because I hear someone saying, but you don't know me, honey, and you don't know me either. Anything you've done, I've done better. Because to break one part of the law is to break the whole law. To break one, because it's a one piece. To break one part of the law is to break the whole law. It's like having a beautiful antique. It's a Ming vase, and it's worth $3 million. And you chip it. Just chip it. And a little piece comes off. It's worth nothing now. To have a little piece broken from that $3 million vase, now it's worth nothing. Because it's broken. Breaking one part of the law, whatever it is to break the whole law. We need a Savior. We need salvation. We need that God in Christ would not only forgive us, but take the torment away from us. And you've got to remind yourself, there is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Now, N-O-W, now. There is now no torment for those that are in Christ Jesus. N-O-W, now. Many of God's people are living under that umbrella called sin, torment, condemnation. Take off those dirty, rotten clothes and put on some new ones. Put on the Lord Jesus Christ. Put on the Jesus that bled for you and know that you've been forgiven. You've gone to confession. And if you've not gone to confession, then go. Just go. Get it over with. You know, go. And if the priest is good to you, thank God. And if the priest says you shouldn't have done that, tell him, I know I shouldn't have done that. That's why I'm here. I remember going to confession. And I remember saying a certain sin, whatever it was. And you know what the priest said to me? He said, you should have known better. I said to him, that's why I'm here. I didn't know better in the time. I'm here for forgiveness. Of course I should have known better, but you know what? I didn't know better at that time. And I'm here for forgiveness. The forgiveness from the cross. He had no right to say that. You should have known better. That doesn't help anybody. That doesn't help anybody. Should have known better. Dick Tracy. You know what I'm saying? You know who Dick Tracy is. He was an investigator. He should have known better. How foolish. How foolish. People come to me and they say what they need to say. And I don't ever look at them with any malice because I know I have broken the whole law. Because I have broken one of the laws, I have broken the whole thing. I'm no better than they are. I'm no worse than they are. I am just like them. I am the one to offer forgiveness through the blood of the Lamb. The church has given the priest the power to forgive sins. Whose sins you forgive shall be forgiven. Whose sins you retain shall be retained. But you know what? That wonderful sacrament people don't use anymore. Because they say, well, you know, what sin do I commit? That's the first sin. Thinking that you don't commit sins. That's the first sin. Thinking that you're so righteous that you don't sin. You know, I would much rather deal with someone who knows their sin than somebody who says, I don't commit sin. The scripture says, if you say, I don't commit sin, you make God a liar. Now, you want to make God a liar? No. No one wants to make God a liar. The one who says he has not sinned makes God a liar. God's not a liar. He is the truth. Jesus is the way, the truth, and the life. We've all sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. That's why we need salvation. That's why we need a Savior. A Savior is one who saves us. And what does he save us from? His name is Jesus, and it means that God saves his people. What does it mean that God saves us? He saves us from hell. He saves us from death. He saves us from sin. He saves us as we confess our sin and turn away from our sin. He is the great Savior. It is the blood of Jesus that makes an atonement for our sins. Without the shedding of blood, the scripture says there is no forgiveness. This is the chalice of my blood, the blood of the new and everlasting covenant. It will be shed for you. Really, Jesus did not say it will be shed. Jesus said it is shed for you, and for many it is shed for the remission of your sins. I'll say it again the way Jesus said it. And you just read it the way Jesus said it. This is the chalice, this is the cup of my blood, the blood of the new and eternal covenant, which is shed for you and for many for the forgiveness of sins. That's what Jesus said. That cup of blessing, which is the blood of Jesus, the blood that we drink, is the remission of our sins. That blood is the remission of our sins. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. Oh, the blood of Jesus. He washes white as snow. Oh, the precious blood of Jesus. The precious blood of the Lamb. He washes white as snow. Oh, the blood of the Lamb, which is our salvation. He washes white as snow. And because he washes white as snow, he says now there is no condemnation for those in Christ Jesus. Get a piece of paper and write it on a piece of paper. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. And when you feel condemned, take it out and read Romans 8:1. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. When you feel tormented, take it out, that little piece of paper. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. I'm not going to accept the condemnation. I am forgiven because I have been washed clean by the blood of the Lamb. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. We adore you, O Christ, and we praise you, because by your holy cross you have redeemed the world. Today is a feast of our Blessed Mother, the Assumption of Mary. She was assumed at the right hand of her Son. If you ever read that book of the little boy that went to heaven, he's not Catholic. His father, or some Catholics, asked him, was Mary in heaven? And he looked with those big brown eyes and said, I saw Jesus' mother. And they asked, what was Jesus' mother doing? She was kneeling by the throne of her Son. Sounds right to me. If you've not read that little book, it's a book to be read. Heaven is for real. Listen, I need to hear from you. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. I need to hear from you. We are $17,000 in that we owe, and I need to hear from people that are blessed by these broadcasts. Please, please, today, remember, there is now, I'm going to say it louder, now, no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. St. Paul said, I forget what lies behind me, and I press on to what lies ahead of me. Life on high in Christ Jesus, my Lord. Listen, I need to hear from you, Father Tom. Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. It was raining yesterday and today. Is your roof leaking? What's your telephone number, Jimmy? 617-519-0341. 617-519-0341. Was your roof leaking? Did it hit you on the head, the water? 617-519-0341. Jimmy will give you a good deal. Again, I need to hear from you, Father Tom. Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. That's Father Tom, Post Office Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Your assignment today is to read the 7th and 8th chapter of the book of Romans. The 7th and the 8th chapter of the book of Romans. You read it and believe what you read. There is now no condemnation for those that are in Christ Jesus. Why did I do a broadcast like this? Because I know there are many people that are plagued with that sin that they did, and they cannot forgive themselves. I tell you, the Lord has forgiven you. If you have confessed it and repented, He has forgiven you. You do not have to revisit it again. You do not have to wash yourself in it again. Wash yourself in the blood of Jesus Christ, who is the remission of our sins. I thank God for the blood of Jesus. Do you know what St. Catherine of Siena said about the sacrament of penance? This is what St. Catherine of Siena said about the sacrament of penance. I am going under the blood. When I confess my sins, I am going under the blood. Tonight is the Feast of Mary, the Assumption. I have the 7:30 Mass at Holy Rosary. You're welcome to come. God bless you.
Behold, I stand at the door and knock.
This has been In Season and Out of Season with Father Tom DiLorenzo. A tape of this week's series of messages is available to you with a donation when you write to this new address, Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. Please make a note of it. And remember that this ministry is supported only by the donations of listeners, so please help as the Lord leads you. That new address again is Father Tom DiLorenzo, P.O. Box 602, East Boston, Mass. 02128. And be sure to listen again next time for In Season and Out of Season.